And I want to begin by just talking about the events that will lead into the millennium, the events that lead into the millennium. And something you need to know about the millennium is that it's basically bookended by similar events. When you lead into the millennium, you've got a great battle, and you also have a judgment that takes place. At the end of the millennium ends with, again, another great battle and a judgment. So let's look at those things. As we look at the events that lead into the millennium, the first thing we see is what's known as the Battle of Armageddon. Notice Revelation 19 and verse number 11. The Bible says this, "And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God." Now we know that's none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the Word. Notice verse 14. Not only do we see Jesus coming here to fight the Battle of Armageddon, but we see him coming with his army, with his saints. Verse 14, "And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean." This is what Jude talks about, and you have to turn there. But in Jude 1:14, the Bible says, "And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of his saints." Notice verse 15 there in Revelation 19. "And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and the wrath of Almighty God, and he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords." So as we look at this passage about the Battle of Armageddon, we kind of look at the contenders. Who are the ones that are going to be part of this battle? And on one side, we see the Lord Jesus Christ and his army. We see the Lord Jesus Christ and his saints. On the other side, we see the enemy. Look at verse 17. "And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, Come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God, that ye may eat the flesh of kings, and the flesh of captains, and the flesh of mighty men, and the flesh of horses, and of them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great." Now I want you to notice that the fowls are being told, hey, this side's going to lose, so get ready because you're going to be able to come and eat, you know, on the dead bodies of these men that are going to lose. And I want you to notice that we're specifically told who's there. There are kings there. Yeah. There are captains, you know, talking about military captains, kings, talking about the political leaders of the different nations. It says, "And the flesh of mighty men." Mighty men in the Bible is always a reference to warrior or soldiers, going into battle. Then it talks about the flesh of horses and of them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men. Now, when it says all men, it's not saying that all mankind, it's there. What it's saying is the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. So it's saying all types of men are there. But I want you to understand, because, you know, people will teach that at the Battle of Armageddon, all mankind gets wiped out right before we go into the millennial reign. And that's not true. At the Battle of Armageddon, you know, the kings and the captains and the mighty men and the ones that are going to do battle against the Lord Jesus Christ, those are the ones that get wiped out. Look at verse 19. "And I saw the beast," that's the Antichrist, "and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against the Jews." Is that what it says? Now, that's what they want us to believe, right? They'll say, oh, the Battle of Armageddon is, you know, going against the God's chosen people, the Jews. But look, the Bible very clearly says that they gathered to make war against him. Who's the him there? The Word of God. The one that's riding in the white horse. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. They are gathering together to fight the Lord Jesus Christ. In the book of Daniel, we're told that the kings gathered together to fight the Lamb. The Battle of Armageddon is the Antichrist and his army going against the Lord Jesus Christ and his army. Notice what it says. They gathered themselves together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. Well, how does this play out? Look at verse 20. "And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast and then that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into the lake of fire burning with brimstone. Now, if you like to take notes, if you like to write maybe in the margins of your Bible, you ought to write next to that verse that it is the beast and the false prophet. These are the first two men that are cast into the lake of fire. Up until this point, when unbelievers die, they go to hell, which is in the center of the earth. One day, death and hell will be cast into the lake of fire. But these two men are the first to be cast into the lake of fire. And we'll see that later on in the sermon as well. Look at verse 21. And the remnant, what's the remnant? Those that are remaining, those that were left over, you know, from this battle. And the remnant were slain with the sword. So, you know, the beast and false prophet, they're thrown alive into the lake of fire. The rest of these people are slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh. Whose flesh? The flesh of the kings and of the armies and of the captains and of the mighty men and of those that rode upon horses. So please understand, it's not the whole world being put to death here. It's just these that go into battle. The remnant that had their flesh eaten by the fowls were the kings of the earth and their armies, not the entire world. The rest of the world's population will actually go into the millennial reign. But notice, there's one more part to this battle. If you look at chapter 20 and verse number 1, Revelation chapter 20 and verse 1, Revelation chapter number 20 and verse 1, Revelation 21 says this, "And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit," that's referring to hell. So remember, the beast and the false prophet were cast into the lake of fire, but the devil is bound, the angel comes down with the key to the bottomless pit, which is hell, and a great chain in his hand. Look at verse 2. "And he laid hold on the dragon," that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan. I always like that verse, how he gives us all his names. He wants to make sure that we know who's being spoken of here. You know, the dragon, the old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years and cast him, Satan, into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more until the 1,000 years should be fulfilled, and after that he must be loosed a little season. So I want you to notice, what are the events that lead into the millennial reign? Well, you have the battle of Armageddon. You have the Antichrist and his armies attempting to fight against the Lord and his armies. And we see that the beast and the false prophet are cast into the lake of fire. We see that the devil is bound and cast into the bottomless pit till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled.